right? And I used to do that. There would be times it would pop up where I'd get a thought to use, and I would do it in my head. You're fucking arrested. You're arrested. You're under arrest. I'm telling you, it's a powerful thing that happens there, because you start to realize you have a choice. You start to realize that it no longer has control over me, that I now have something that I can use to combat this thing. Long after I was using, I didn't realize that I had a choice. I lost that. It told me to do something, I did it. I didn't know there was a pause I could make in between that. I remember I was coming to meetings, I was doing really good, I got my sponsor, I had a home group, I was like doing my 90 and 90 and 90, and I was just like on a roll. About 9 months clean, I get the, I'm in the shower, and I can hear it downstairs. Look upstairs, look upstairs. I know that sound. I know that sound, right? My story is I get arrested. I go to jail. That's my story. And I know I'm blessed that that's my story, right? So I'm in the shower and I hear it. She's upstairs, she's upstairs. I got 9 months clean. And in the bathroom they come, get a towel on, let's go, get some clothes on, you're going to jail. Oh, that's, what the fuck? I got 9 months clean. For what? What am I going to jail for? Where there was a sweep, right? They call it a sweep, like we're dirt. This is a sweep, right, that happened from a year before, where everybody in the area is getting swept up. And I happen to be one of them with 9 months clean. And I remember him grabbing me. I got my clothes on. They put the handcuffs on. And out of the house I go into the car. And I'm in the back of the car, right, talking to the narcotic agents. But, dude, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I have 9 months clean. Can you wait a minute? Because this ain't supposed to go like this. This is not supposed to go like this, right? And I remember dude saying to me, he's laughing with the other guy because it's a big joke, right? The shit ain't funny to me, right? But it's a big joke. And he says, well, I guess you ain't clean today. And it hit me, right? It hit me. Don't pick up the first one. Don't use no matter what, right? You instilled an idea. Don't use no matter what. And I remember saying to him, look, dude, you can put cuffs on me. You can take me out of my house. You can lock me in a cell, but you can't take my clean date. You can't do that. Because my clean date is not for you to take, right? No matter what, don't use. No matter what. I remember hearing people say, live just for today. Stay in today, just for today. And I used to struggle with that. And I would be like, you know, my days weren't so bad because I could go to meetings all day. But what do you guys do at night? How do you get through the dark night? How do you get through the night where all these thoughts are racing and everything's going and you can't get to sleep? I didn't sleep for months. How do you get through the night? And I remember people saying, you pray, just pray. Just pray at night. And I didn't have any relationship with God, none whatsoever. And this guy says to me, I used to go around and asking people, what's the God of your understanding like? What's the God of your understanding like? I ask people, because I'm trying to build something. And a dude says to me one time, the God of my understanding has a flat forehead. And I thought, dude's nuts. He's nuts. God has a flat forehead? He said, yeah, look, every day I ask God, which way should I go? There's forks in the road, and I ask, which way should I go? And he says, God says, go right. Go right. He says, and still I make a left. And God says, damn, he missed the message. Right? And after so many missing the messages, God had a flat forehead. And I was like, cool, because that got me to understand that God did not abandon him. That got me to understand that no matter how many times he made a wrong turn, right, God was there at the next intersection. It was a totally different belief system than I had before. It was a new idea. It was a loving, caring, I will not abandon you. I will not leave you alone. I will always be there for you. Right? It was a totally different understanding. And I started to believe in that. So when things started to happen in my life, I knew I wasn't alone. I wasn't, look, it's what it talks about. So long as we follow this way, we have nothing to fear, right? So long as we follow this way. As I started to stay clean, I started to understand that I had to keep taking a look at myself. That I had to start paying attention to myself. When Kurt was saying, you got to do step work. Got to learn about yourself. The disease knows all about me. All about me. And defects of character, really, seriously, if I don't know my things that cause me to get set up, I'll be set up without notice. Stuff will just start happening to me without my permission. Thoughts just start coming, and before I know it, I'm caught in a grip, and I don't know how I even got there. So one of my things was that I used to comfort eat a lot. Right? I would comfort eat. When I was struggling and I was nervous, I would eat. And so I remember one day I'm sitting, I'm watching TV, and like Saturday Night Live was on, they're making fun of 12-step programs, right? They decide to pick another program, but she's standing up at the podium and I got a box, not a couple, a box of chocolate chip cookies. And I'm sitting there watching TV eating the cookies. And all of a sudden, this woman gets up to the podium and she says, are you eating something or is something eating you? Because it's a beautiful thing that happens when we're able to be honest with ourselves. When we start to really take a look at ourselves. Because then you pause. There's like a pause in between obsession and compulsion that takes place. There's an intervention that's divine in that moment. Right? Because we know how powerful addiction is. And then it started with, I started understanding, wait a minute, that doesn't just apply to that. Am I eating something or is something eating me? Am I betting on something or is something betting on me? Am I buying something or is something really buying me? Am I screwing someone? Or is someone really screwing me, right? You start asking yourself these kinds of questions and start put yourself in check. Start to, look, when we talk about check yourself before you wreck yourself, that's what we're talking about. These steps aren't, you know what I mean, rocket science. They're simple applications of principles that help us live healthier, better lives. I believed it when you told me these are ideas, right? We call them suggestions. We call them suggestions. We call them slogans. But they're life-saving spiritual principles that help us in our desperate time of need. Desperate time of need. When you told me lost dreams awaken and new possibilities arise, I believed you. I believed you. And so here I was. I had about 15 years clean, and I had a job that I was thrilled about because I never had a job before I came to Narcotics Anonymous. I never worked a job ever in my life. But my oldest daughter had become a nurse, which was one of my dreams when I was a little girl, that I wanted to be a nurse. And she says to me, how come you never tried to, like, do that dream? How come you never went after your dream to be a nurse? And I said to her, oh, girl, please, I have, like, felony convictions for drugs. Who in the hell is going to hire a nurse with felony convictions for drugs? Seriously. And her response was, I don't know. She said, you guys just always talk about that God is good and, you know, God's will and, you know, God, you know, is great. And I just thought maybe you would give God a try. How come you say that, but don't you do that? And it hit me, like, how many times I say over and over again, oh, that's not God's will for me, right? Or God willing, but I don't try, right? That's not in God's plan, but I don't try. So how do I know what God's will is for me if I don't even try? And so I said, okay, fine, right? I'm going to just try. So I remembered, like, trying. First, I'm calling the state. If I go to school, will you give me a license? Look, I'm talking about the state responding, well, why don't you go and we'll let you know? See, there's a thing that happens, and I firmly believe this. This is my idea that turned into me, is that if I don't get a no in life, then it's a go. If I don't have a door shut in my face and say, no, this is not happening, I go. It's called blind faith, right? Where there's no guarantee, no one's saying yes, but you haven't gotten a no either. And so I said, okay, fine. So I went and took all the prerequisites. I went to nursing school, and I applied for my nursing license. They said, wait a minute. We can't give you a temporary license. You have a lot of felony convictions. I was like, no shit. But if you take the test for the state boards and you pass it, we'll give you a nursing license. Right? That's a go, baby. That's a go. So I took the state boards. I passed them. I got a nursing license, right? A nursing license. I'm talking about, no, fuck. I'm talking about lost dreams awaken and new possibilities arise. Like, we're not limited to what we can do, right? Nobody said I could do it, right? Nobody believed I could do it. You believed I could do it. You believed I could do it. And you kept telling me that. And because you believed, just like when I first got clean, and you believed I could stay clean, you've always believed in me. And that has kept me believing in me, right? So I get my license, but I'm like, nobody's going to give me a job. Seriously, who's going to hand their keys over to a nurse that has drug charges? Excuse me, can I have your narcotics keys, please? Who's going to do that? So I apply for jobs. And I say, God, please don't bring me this far to say psych, huh? Don't do that. I mean, I understand. It's just because here's what I do believe, that if we have dreams and we pursue them, if they don't turn out and it isn't God's will for us, at least we know we didn't abandon ourselves. You hear what I'm saying? That I showed up for me. Because if I don't show up for me, how can I really expect anybody else to show up for me? It comes a time where I have to, like, take a stand and show up for myself. And so I said, nobody's going to hire me. And all of a sudden, I get a call, and I get hired by a psych ward at one of the institutions in Pittsburgh, right? So the first day at work, I'm there. I'm on the floor. It still hasn't hit me that this dream is actually taking place. You hear what I'm saying? Because you guys know a dream that you have that takes place, it's almost like, pinch me, is this true? Right? There's something where I'm waiting for somebody to knock on the door and say, excuse me, we've made a terrible mistake and we have our license back. You know what I mean? There's just something there. So I'm on the floor, and dude comes running down the hall, and he says to me, are you my nurse? Are you my nurse? I'm looking for my nurse. I need my nurse. He's having an anxiety attack. I need my nurse. And it hits me at the same time that I'm his nurse. Right? So I'm having one too, and I'm saying to him, he's like, are you my nurse? And I'm like, I'm your nurse! I'm your nurse! I'm your nurse! Right? I couldn't, like, believe, like, that I'm your nurse. I'm your nurse. I'm the nurse. Oh, God. I'm like really the nurse. You can really like feel lost dreams awaken and new possibilities arise. It's a spiritual experience that can't be bought or sold. It can't be bought or sold. And with each one of those experiences, there's no way that anyone can tell us that God doesn't work.
That's right.
There's no way. Because there's a beautiful thing that happens when there is no doubt, when we no longer have doubt. What happens is what the literature says, as long as we follow this way, we have nothing, nothing to fear. I'm talking living life with nothing to fear. The thing that scared us always is no longer a threat, right? It's disarmed. We're free. We're free, baby. We're free, right? It's a beautiful thing to be free. I can't even begin to say how grateful I am to the predecessors that came before me that planted seeds. But they're not the only ones that plant seeds. I've been to too many places and met Brian with 13 Days Clean, planted a seed, right? I felt Brian when he looked at me and he said, this is about love, right? Like Kurt was saying, what? The full fruit, right? It's the labor of love, and it lives in the harvest, and it always comes in the right season. Why is it that my sponsor tells me over and over again things, but when I go to a meeting and hear it, it makes sense finally? Right? It finally makes sense because it was in the right season, because I was ready at that time. I'm done. I'm done. So I'm going to close. Everybody knows me. I close with poems, and I'm like one of those people that's very artsy and kind of creative, but this one's very true to my heart. And it's kind of like why we were chosen. Why we were chosen to plant seeds. And how we sow our seeds here in Narcotics Anonymous. And it's a gift sort of from God to us, right? It says, unto your weak and feeble hands I have entrusted a seed, a power, right? Unto your weak and feeble hands I have entrusted a power beyond estimate. To you has been given that which has been denied your most learned of fellows, not to scientists or statesmen, not to wives or mothers, not to priests or ministers have I given this gift of healing other addicts, which I entrust to you. It must be used unselfishly. It carries with it grave responsibility. No day can be too long, no effort too great, no task too difficult, no case too pitiful. It must be used with tolerance, because I've restricted its application to no race, no creed, or no denomination. You have been chosen because you were the outcasts of the world. And your long experience as addicts has made you humbly alert to the desperate cries that come from the lonely hearts of addicts everywhere. So let's carry the message and keep recovery available to us all. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank Kathy and Kurt for sharing. Thanks everyone for coming.